This week, American Roots remembers Johnny Cash, who passed away September 12, 2003. He was one of the most distinctive voices in all of music. Johnny's youngest child and only son, John Carter Cash, recalls his father's earthy bedrock sound.
His voice reverberates into the bottom of your shoes and into the clouds above, tears into your soul, sonic boom. You know, I mean, his voice had charm, it had dignity, it had strength, it had clarity.
A young cowboy named Billy Joe grew restless on the farm. A boy filled with wanderlust who really meant no harm. He changed his clothes and shined his boots and combed his dark hair down. And his mother cried as he walked out, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town."
Cash's amazing voice on one of his earliest statements about the value of peace over violence from 1958. Roseanne Cash is the first of Johnny's four daughters and his only child to pursue a career as a performer.
His voice was such a profound influence on my formation as a person. It's almost as if my DNA was ordered by his voice, and that his voice was central to my understanding of him personally, and also my idea of what a parent was. You know, that resonance and that booming quality really spoke to me of love and connection, and, you know, the heart of my parent, my dad.
Filled with rage, then Billy Joe reached for his gun to draw. But the stranger drew his gun and fired before he even saw. As Billy Joe fell to the floor, the crowd all gathered round and wondered at his final words. "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town."
I hear his voice. The other day I was in a sandwich shop, and I was waiting for the sandwiches, and my dad came on the loudspeaker, and he was singing Satisfied Mind. You know, it happens fairly often that I'm in a taxi or I'm in a restaurant or something, and I hear my dad. But for some reason, this really lifted my spirits. I really needed to hear that message right at that moment, so I still felt like my dad was there in my life.
When life has ended and my time has run out, my friends and my loved ones will leave, there's no doubt. But there's one thing for certain, when it comes my time, I'll leave this old world with a satisfied mind.
My father belonged to the world. There are some people who have missions that are larger than normal. And, you know, I've learned to feel more grace about that and more giving and understanding that I can share him and still have him.
Thank you.
was a little dark-haired boy who played the Tennessee flat top box, and he would play.
Roseanne Cash, with a version of her father's song, Tennessee Flat Top Box. We have learned that to understand Johnny Cash as a father and husband, a songmaker and troubadour, I think you have to turn to his unshakable faith and belief in God. The themes of sin and salvation, guilt and deliverance course through all of Johnny Cash's work, whether gospel recordings or secular songs. Here's Cash biographer Michael Streisguth.
In his Southern Baptist raising, there was always the promise of faith, that with faith, God could deliver you from the flood. God could deliver you from the poverty. In Cash's worldview, redemption comes through Christ. So I think it heavily informed what he did. It's one of the major themes, along with themes of the West, themes of the rural life that course through his work.
What a beautiful thought I am thinking concerning the great speckled bird, and to know that my name is recorded on the pages of God's holy word.
The Great Speckled Bird, a gospel tune Johnny Cash sang originally as a child in church and with his family. And Cash's beliefs extended beyond music. He wrote a fictional tale based on biblical times called The Man in White, and spent months in Israel filming Gospel Road, a dramatic depiction of the life of Jesus. Near the end of his life, Johnny even recorded introductions to his favorite verses for an audio version of the Bible.
The last few chapters of Psalms talks about music and praising God with music. And it talks about singing to the Lord a new song. And so I look for new songs. And hopefully God will give me a new song to sing every once in a while, if I'm not too lazy to sit down and write it. Music is such a special thing in my life. It would be a very bleak, bare existence without music.
John Carter Cash says that in his father's last days, he had spiritual experiences with his producer Rick Rubin, who was known mostly for his rap and heavy metal work.
Even towards the end, my father and Rick were talking every day, and they were taking communion over the phone together. My father would hold the cup, and Rick would, in California, take the communion with him in his heart and spirit, and they would do it every day at 5 o'clock.
Rick Rubin produced the American recordings that reignited Cash's musical spirit and brought it to a younger and wider audience in the last 10 years of his life.
He's probably the most committed spiritual person I've ever met. And he had such an honest and pure way about it that I remember we had a dinner party at my house one night with Johnny and June, and before dinner Johnny had everyone hold hands and he said a prayer and he read from the Bible. And I know some of the people at the table had never experienced that before, and some of the people at the table were even atheists. But his belief in what he believed was so strong that what you believed didn't matter so much, because you were in the presence of someone who really believed, and that felt good, and that made you believe really in him more than anything else. It was really beautiful.
Johnny Cash's sister, Joanne Cash Yates.
The family members at home, from Roy down to Tommy, all of us, we were raised in gospel music. The old song, Daddy sang bass, Mama sang tenor. Well, me and little brother really did join in there.
Well,
I remember when I was a lad, times were hard and things were bad, but there's a silver lining behind every cloud. Just poor people, that's all we were, trying to make a living out of blackland dirt. But we'd get together in a family circle singing loud. Daddy sang bass,
Mama sang tenor,
me and little brother would join right in there.
Singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. No, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy sing bass,
Mama sing tenor,
me and little brother will join right in there.
In the sky, Lord, in the sky. Now I remember after work, Mama would call in all of us. You could hear us singing for a country mile. Now little brother has done gone on, but I'll rejoin him in a song. We'll be together again up yonder in a little while. Daddy will sing bass,
Mama sing tenor,
me and little brother will join right in there.
Cause singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. Oh no, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy'll sing bass,
Mama sing tenor,
me and little brother will join right in there.
In the sky, Lord, in the sky. In the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Singing along there with Johnny Cash, to all the family and friends, Daddy Sang Bass, written by Carl Perkins, a close friend to Johnny since their days together at Sun Records. We'll return with stories of Johnny's troubles at home and on the road in a moment on American Roots.